This is a podcast from children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Techno Mums Tech Line, with support from the Institution of Engineering and Technology.
I've got a call. Hello, you're through to Techno Mums Tech Line. What's your techno question?
When we're in the shops, Mum uses her debit cards at the till instead of using notes and coins. How does a bit of plastic know how much money she's got?
Great question. These days, people don't carry money around as much as they used to. It's much more convenient to use a debit or credit card in shops. You'll see card readers at almost every till. So how do they work? The answer is hiding in the computer chip. You can often see these quite easily on a card. They're silvery or gold coloured and about the size of a fingernail. The chip holds information about the owner of the card, including the all-important PIN code. PIN stands for Personal Identification Number, and it's a four-digit code. The person buying the goods will need to type their PIN in. The card reader can then check the information on the chip to ensure that there's a match. If the PIN is wrong, well, you won't be able to pay for the goods. It's a clever way to make sure that only the person who owns the card can use it. If the code is right, the card reader sends a message to the bank over internet or telephone line to tell them to move the money to the shop's account. It's all done in a matter of seconds. And then, as long as there's enough money in your account, the transaction is completed. And you can pick up your bags and off you go.
Techno Mums Tech Line, with support from the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Find out more at funkislive.com.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
All right, it's got some amazingly pink and white flowers. The leaves look quite kind of like furry, you know what I mean?
It's a warm spring day in late March, and ever since the leaves have started to come out, Ruby Jo has been wondering
why some trees lose their leaves and some don't. And also, like, how the trees know when it's time to shed their leaves.
To find out, join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.